Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Halloween is over, but I still got a lot of spooky-themed rounds to record, and today's episode's all about things that are black and orange. This is Trivia with Buds. And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. In the background of this episode, you may hear the soundtrack to the movie Dunstan Checks In, because just one room over, my daughter's watching the movie for, I don't know, the 60th time. It's the movie about the monkey in the 90s who checks into a fancy hotel and a kid who befriends the monkey. It's a zany romp through monkey movie territory. If you have not seen Dunstan Checks In, you can listen to me and my friends the VHS Bandits dissect this movie about a year ago. So go to your podcast search engine, type VHS Bandits and Dunstan, and you should find a fun episode with my buddies who kind of go over fun old tapes from the VHS universe. And on that episode, you can listen to us talk about the movie. It's a fun movie, and it's actually funnier than I remember watching it as a kid. So go back and listen to that episode, and then go watch Dunstan Checks In. Today, we have a bunch of questions for you on things that are orange and black. So if you like the color-themed episodes where all the answers have to do with different colors, this is an episode for you. There's not a ton of Halloween stuff directly in this episode. It's more just things that are orange and black, with a few kind of candy items and things thrown in. So if you're over Halloween, this one will still be fine. But if you're still into Halloween, you'll get something out of it too. I was thinking about the best candy and the worst candy, and I think overall my favorite candy is probably a Carmello, and then close second would be a Twix bar because I like that cookie crunch. If I'm going for something common, it's definitely a Twix bar because you see those everywhere. Carmello is my more uncommon, like, oh. And then my third one would probably be like the Hershey's Cookies and Cream bar. I really like that. And my kids actually got a couple fun-sized versions of that. So that might be one of the ones that's getting into more of a rotation around the Halloween season. I ate two of those last night. I think the worst candy you can give somebody is a Mounds bar. I know there's people that like coconut. I know there's people that like dark chocolate. But if you work for whatever company makes Mounds and you're like, I got a new idea, why don't we do dark chocolate and coconut? You should have been fired, right? The person who invented Twix, double raise. The person who invented Mounds, immediately fired. At Trivia at R.T. Rogers Brewing in Sierra Madre, California, the other night, my friend Mike, who runs a wood shop, he always brings in some kind of candy for the whole table to enjoy. Their team's called the Old Gods, and they play every week for like over a year and a half, and they always bring candy. Sometimes it's licorice, sometimes it's something he made, and in this case, he put a big bag of Mounds bars, and I almost asked him to leave. It was that unsettling. I hate Mounds. But if you do, and you listen to the show, we could still be friends, I guess. Just don't tell me about it. I don't know why, but I've said this before. Instagram's like, oh, so you like wrestling, so we're going to show you some wrestling stuff. You like weird videos your kids watch on your phone, so we're going to show you some of that stuff, like kids opening presents and stuff. And I'm like, where did this come from? And it's my daughter watching stuff on my phone. And then the third thing Instagram thinks that I like is just anything that oozes chocolate, which I do kind of like, but I don't remember clicking on so many things that it's like, well, this fat ass definitely wants to see some chocolate oozing. Let's show him six videos of that. And they keep showing me all these different candy bars. And this one did get me excited. It's from Cadbury, and it's very similar to a Carmello, but it is called a Caramilk bar, and it's a white chocolate caramel-filled candy bar. It's a special edition. I guess it came out in the UK in the 90s, and it has not been out since. And I just read a blog that says rumors are that Cadbury Caramilk chocolate bar is returning to the shelves. That was from August 21st, 2019. So if you are somebody who loves Cadbury chocolate, check out the Kara Milk Bar. If you live in the UK and you're somehow able to mail me a chocolate bar or tell me where to buy one in the US, let me know. And like right now it says $99 on eBay for one of these. So I don't know. I don't know much about chocolate, but Instagram thinks I do, and maybe I should do some research. But the Kara Milk Bar looks interesting. Guys, when you're on Instagram and you're looking at chocolate and things, make sure to check out my friend Death by Toys. That's the Instagram handle, Death by Toys. That's Dan Polydoros. He's a good friend of mine, Chicago comedian turned toy maker, and he makes a lot of cool custom stuff. If you ever saw the viral post about the Fog action figure from like 3 or 4 years ago, that was his doing. It was like a little ball of fluff from, like a pillow or some spider webs from Halloween, and he made a cool package that said The Fog from The Fog, and people went nuts, and he sells them. He sells out every time he puts them up. So he's made a lot of cool stuff, and one of the most recent things he did, he posted every year, but he made like some very cool slasher versions of the Ninja Turtles. So it's like Mikey Myers, and it looks like the Halloween mask, but it's on Michelangelo. So go check that out. He also did a cool custom lunchbox. It says Different Strodes in the Different Strokes font. And it has four different Laurie Strodes from the Halloween series. So you have like the old Laurie Strode from the current ones. You have short hair Laurie from H2O. You have Halloween 2, I guess it would be, where she's in the hospital gown. And then I think it's Halloween 1. So anyway, great pictures, great custom funny artwork. Death by Toys on Instagram. Okay, that's enough for this episode's intro. We're going to jump into the meat of the episode, which is 11 questions on things that are black and orange. We're going to jump into those right now. Here we go. All right, guys, it's black and orange trivia. Let's see how many of these you can get correct. Question one, who had the hit 70s song Black Betty? Was that Steeler's Wheel, Ram Jam, the Silver Bullet Band, or CCR? Question number one, who had the hit 70s song Black Betty? Steeler's Wheel, Ram Jam, the Silver Bullet Band, or CCR? What do you think? Question one. Question number two, what creamy drink and brand name grew out of an orange juice stand in Los Angeles from Jay Freed in 1926? Number two, what creamy drink and brand name grew out of an orange juice stand in LA in 1926? Number two. Question number three, coming at you, Eric Killmonger is a villain that appears in what motion picture from 2018? Question number three, Eric Killmonger is a villain that appears in what motion picture from 2018? Black and Orange, number three. Question number four, South Park character Kenny famously wears an orange hooded jacket. What is Kenny's last name on the show? Number four, South Park character Kenny wears an orange hooded jacket. What is his last name? Number four. Question number five, what band had the songs Howlin' for You and Gold on the Ceiling? Number five, what band had the songs Howlin' for You and Gold on the Ceiling? Number five. Question number six, what orange animated movie character was voiced by Danny DeVito? Number six, what orange animated movie character was voiced by Danny DeVito? Question number seven, what comedian wrote and starred in the film parody 50 Shades of Black? Number seven, what comedian wrote and starred in the film parody 50 Shades of Black? Number seven. Question number eight, what state is responsible for 70% of the U.S.'s orange production? Number eight, what state is responsible for 70% of the U.S.'s orange production? Number eight. Question number nine, what is the term for a clear coating found on relatively dry roads, rendering it invisible to drivers? Number nine, what's the term for a clear coating found on relatively dry roads, rendering it invisible to drivers? Number nine. Question number 10, what web series was created by former Minnesota student and MTV production assistant Dane Bodenheimer in 2009? Number 10, what web series was created by former Minnesota film student and MTV production assistant Dane Bodenheimer in 2009? Your bonus question for this episode, black and orange bonus. For 2 points, the orange and black wrapper candies that so many people hate on Halloween are a peanut butter molasses mixture actually known by what girl's name? What girl's name stands for that black and orange wrapped candy that you get around Halloween? That's the end of this round on Black and Orange Trivia. Hopefully you had some fun answering these post-Halloween. We'll be right back in just a second with those answers. We're back with the answers to Black and Orange Trivia. Question number one, who had the hit 70s song Black Betty? Was it Steeler's Wheel, Ram Jam, the Silver Bullet Band, or CCR? That would be Ram Jam. Ram Jam, Oh Black Betty, Bam-a-Lam. Number one. Question number two on your list, what creamy drink and brand name grew out of an orange juice stand in L.A. from J. Freed in 1926? The J stood for Julius, and the stand was an Orange Julius. That was the drink, rather. Number two, Orange Julius. Tastes like an orange bang or a creamsicle. Number three, Eric Killmonger is a villain that appears in what motion picture from 2018? Black Panther, played by Michael B. Jordan. Black Panther. Eric Killmonger was played by Michael B. Jordan. Number three. Question number four. South Park character Kenny famously wears an orange hooded jacket. What is his last name? McCormick. Kenny McCormick, like the salts and peppers and things. McCormick. Number five. What band had the songs Howlin' for You and Gold on the Ceiling? That would be the Black Keys. The Black Keys. Great modern rock band. Number five. Number six. What orange animated movie character was voiced by Danny DeVito? At my live night, some people put Phil from Hercules, and he's not exactly orange. He has some orangish tones to him, but in terms of a bright orange character, I was more looking for The Lorax, Dr. Seuss's The Lorax. Number seven, what comedian wrote and starred in the film parody 50 Shades of Black? Marlon Wayans. I've said it before, I'll say it again, one of the nicest guys I've ever met. Number seven. Number eight, what state is responsible for 70% of the U.S.'s orange production? Florida was the answer there. Florida. And number nine, what is the term for a clear coating found on relatively dry roads, rendering it invisible to drivers? Black ice. Number nine, black ice. Number 10, what web series was created by former Minnesota film student and MTV production assistant Dane Bodenheimer in 2009? It was Annoying Orange. Have you heard of that? Have you seen that? It's been around for 10 years, Annoying Orange. It's the animated orange thing. Well, I don't know if it's, I guess it's animated, but it's like a real fruit with a mouth on it that talks. And I think there's other fruits and things, but Annoying Orange was the answer. And the bonus for 2 points, the orange and black wrapper candies that so many people hate on Halloween are peanut butter molasses mixtures known as Mary Janes. Mary Janes, like Peter Parker's main squeeze. They are called Mary Janes. Those are your answers for Black and Orange Trivia. Hopefully you had some fun figuring out those clues and answers. We have the question of the day coming at you, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. FMDesignsInc.com for all your printing needs. Who created, or rather, who co-created Seinfeld with Jerry Seinfeld? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Snickers for the name of the candy bar named after the maker's horse. And your trivia team name of the day is 28 Geeks Later. 28 Geeks Later. That's good if you have a big trivia team name, maybe 10 or 12 people. That's closer to 28 than 2 or 3. So that would work out just fine. Funky Monkey Designs, fmdesignsinc.com. Check them out. And if you want to support this show and what I do every day on the podcast, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds. Throw a few bucks and help us grow bigger and better. Shout out to two brand new Patreon subscribers, Sarah and Mark Haas of the Upland, California area, who just signed up at the $3 tier. They both did it separately, which was very, very cool. And I appreciate that from a husband and wife who could have easily just done one. They decided to sign up separately. So thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Mark. That is very, very kind of you. Again, patreon.com/triviawithbuds. If you want to see all the cool stuff I'll mail you for being a fan of the show, head on over there and tell a friend the same. Guys, thanks so much for listening to the show. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up.
CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.